From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger, once among the most wanted fugitives in the country, is convicted of racketeering and murder. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports jurors reached a verdict not long ago.
The indictment against him was a racketeering indictment. There'd been a lot of confusion because within that racketeering indictment, there are 19 murders that Bulger was accused of committing. So he was found guilty essentially of all of the counts within this racketeering indictment, and that included money laundering, extortion, illegal weapons purchases and transfers. What was interesting, though, is that he was not proven to have committed a number of the murders that the government had been accusing him of.
WBUR's Asma Khalid. Bulger's attorney says his client will appeal. Under a sweeping shift in Department of Justice policy, low-level nonviolent drug offenders with no ties to cartels or gangs will no longer be prosecuted for offenses that carry severe mandatory minimum sentences. Attorney General Eric Holder told the American Bar Association in California today some current sentences are draconian. He cited soaring spending on prisons and a disproportionate number of minorities incarcerated.
It's time to ask tough questions about how we can strengthen our communities, how we can support young people, how we can address the fact that young black and Latino men are disproportionately likely to become involved in our criminal justice system as victims as well as perpetrators.
Holder also wants to give federal judges flexibility to decide whether to impose mandatory minimum sentences for some drug offenses. That, however, requires changes in the law. Well, concern over the racial profiling of Latino and black men in New York City has prompted a judge there to rule the policies or police's use of stop and frisk a violation of people's rights, a decision the mayor says he will appeal. Here's NPR's Joel Rose.
Federal Judge Shira Shindlin ruled that the New York Police Department deliberately violated the civil rights of tens of thousands of black and Latino New Yorkers. Shindlin says her ruling is not intended to put an end to the practice of warrantless searches, better known as stop and frisk, only to reform it by preventing stops based on race. The ruling is a rebuke to city officials who have defended stop and frisk as an important crime-fighting tool. At a trial earlier this year, city lawyers argued that the NYPD makes stops based on reasonable suspicion. But Judge Shindlin disagreed, noting that the vast majority of those stopped have not committed a crime. Her ruling appoints an independent monitor to implement a set of wide-ranging reforms to police training and supervision. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Egyptian protesters digging in at the site of Cairo's sit-ins for ousted President Mohamed Morsi's reinstatement. This despite the military's threat to move in and forcefully disband the crowd of thousands. Before the close, Dow was down 6 at 15,420. You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a fence-mending trip to Latin America, where he's expected to encounter criticism over the NSA's reported surveillance activities in the region. The controversy could overshadow Kerry's agenda on energy, trade, and anti-drug initiatives. Today, he met with Colombian officials about landmark peace talks with the Latin American country's largest rebel group. Multiple deadly attacks reported in and around the Iraqi capital today. The latest, a suicide bomber attacked a cafe in Balad, north of Baghdad, killing at least 8 people and wounding 25. Soldiers and police were also among the dead in 2 other attacks in the capital and south of that city. The annual Perseid meteor shower is about to reach its peak. NPR's Jim Hawks says that early tomorrow morning is when you may be able to see the most and perhaps even hear the most.
Leftover bits of the comet named Swift-Tuttle have been blazing through the atmosphere for the past week, but the big swarm is due early Tuesday morning. And if the weather fails to cooperate, you can still hear the Perseids at spaceweatherradio.com. By tapping in the signals from Air Force Space Surveillance Radar, a special program turns a streaking meteor into an audible sound, like this example from the Geminid meteor shower. Observers in dark sky areas have been reporting as many as 50 Perseids per hour. That rate could double by early Tuesday morning when the shower peaks. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
Well, before the closing bell, U.S. stocks were mixed with the Dow off 6 points. NASDAQ up 10 at 3670. S&P 500 down slightly at 1689. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.